Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make a real change in your life. Praise God. Amen. We got a powerful message here on the broadcast. We're doing some Bible teaching from the fifth chapter of Galatians. Call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about how that Jesus come to give us freedom. Liberty. I'm telling you, when you got liberty, therefore the Lord will set you free from the bondage of the enemy. Take away that desire for sin. Take out the lust of the flesh. Cause you to be a child of God. Living your life to please the Lord. And that's the way God wants his children to be. You cannot serve God with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Be in churchy on Sunday, live like the devil during the week. But God wants 24-hour Christians. Amen. Because God said he's a jealous God. He won't share you with the devil. You got to serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and all your strength. If you want to make heaven your home, because amen, as Jesus said in St. Matthew 5 and 8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can your heart be pure, you up there got one foot in the world? Amen. How can your heart be pure, you up there messing with the devil? It's time to stop playing with the devil. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, and tell the devil, get away from here. Amen. Get out of my life. Praise God. Get under your feet. Get under my feet. Because any place the devil need to be, that is under your feet. The devil has no right in your lap. The devil has no right on your leg, on your back. But any place the devil need to be, that is under your feet. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready to go back into the Word of God. Missionary Velvet, what did Paul say in the fifth chapter of Galatians? Chapter number 3. Verse 3.
For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen, praise God. Folks talking about circumcision and all of that, church traditions and all, things of that nature. But what they need to get the circumcision done in their heart. Amen. People won't love to do traditions. They love traditions, customs, and all of that. But Jesus come to bring salvation. I didn't come to talk about a custom. I'm talking about a salvation. Salvation is through the blood of Jesus to deliver you from your sin. Because being circumcised is, amen, sanitational wise and all of that. But it does not do anything to get rid of sin. They're just for the flesh. But, amen, Jesus come to circumcise the heart. That means to root out that Adam nature of sin out of your heart. Place in you that brand new nature, the nature of Christ. You people need to get that sinful nature get rid of. Preachers need to get rid of that sinful nature so you can live right. Amen. Praise God. A preacher has no right being a child molester. A preacher has no right, amen, commit fornication, commit adultery. And church members has no right commit fornication and adultery, being a child molester. Amen.
Jesus come to get the lust of the flesh out your heart. Cause you to treat people right. You hear me? Cause a man to love his wife. Cause the wife to love the husband. Amen. Don't be cheating in your marriage. Praise God. When Jesus come on the inside, he bring forth a change. Cause you to live right. Serve the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your might, your strength. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace.
Amen. I'm telling you, people try to keep the traditions of the church. Treat the customs of the church. Praise God. If you, amen, still committing sin and can't live right, all what you're doing is in vain. You hear me? All what you're doing is in vain. Praise God. Amen. Going to church, being a church official. Amen. I'm telling you. But Jesus come to get the sin out of your heart so you can be able to go to heaven. Because you can't go to heaven just because you're a member of a church. Just because you got your name on a church book. Just because you were baptized in water. But you need to be born of the water and the spirit. Jesus got to do his part. Take away sin out of your heart. If you want to make heaven your home. I mean, some people try to live right as good in front of man's eyes. But amen, I'm not talking about living right before man's eyes. I'm talking about living right before God's eyes. Because God is the judge, not man. God is the one to determine where you go home to spend eternity with. But man don't have no heaven to put you in. Man ain't got no hell to send you to. So why are you going to try to impress man? But what you need to try to do is live right before the unseen eyes of God. Because he's the judge we all got to face one day.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So people, amen, as Paul said in the fourth verse, Christ has become no affected on you whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are falling from grace. Let you know, you can't go to heaven trying to please man. But you need to please God, the unseen eyes of the Lord. Live right before God, because he sees you in behind closed doors. He sees you in your secret chambers. He knows what's going on in your heart. Therefore, you need to live right before God. Because he's the one you can't hide from. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. If people understand the Lord is watching them, don't you know people wouldn't be acting the way they be acting, living the way they be looking? But God is watching. He sees. He knows what you're doing. And we got to be judged by the way we live, how we treat folks. You're going to be judged. That's the reason why we need to, as the old people used to say, dot every I and cross every T.
Amen.
Treat people the way you want to be treated. Do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Don't hold no grudges in your heart against anybody, but learn how to forgive. Because if you can't forgive your brother and your sister, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. Amen. That blocks your way to going to heaven.
Amen.
That's the reason why we got to learn how to forgive people. Forgive folks. Make peace with your fellow man. If they ain't got no peace with you, you make peace with them. If they still want to hold a grudge against you, that's between them and God. But as far as you're concerned, you make sure your way is clear. Don't go, amen, with things in your heart against people. But learn how to forgive if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's good. Praise God. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Because I'm telling you, this is a powerful message. A powerful one. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith.
Praise
Him. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away. In the seat of forgiveness, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers, fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease. Lord, amen. Open up blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Cause the lame to walk. Perform miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisons. Change their lives. Turn their life around. Make their life brand new. Let them know the power of God is real. That Jesus is real. Praise God. And this word of God is true that I preached. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the same thing for you. The Lord is able to lift you up, able to mold you and make you while you're in this world. So believe that message and that prayer, Ella Holmes, that's praying. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, I love you. Jesus loves you even more. The song says, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He can pick you up. He can pick you up no matter what you have done. The Lord can pick you up and redeem you. But you got to be willing to let him do it. Those in the free world, think of your presence, your support of our ministry. The Lord has a plan for you too. He can redeem you and set you free so you can be able to have your rightful place with him. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give him a chance. It would be the best decision you ever made. Because God is waiting there for you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord, open up more doors. We get into jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we will pray for you. Amen. Those of you in the free world, click into our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org. That is to learn more about our ministry. Our ministry is a great ministry. And those of you in the free world can learn more about it when you click into our website. Amen. A lot of information is on there. It's packed with a lot of good inspirational music and also ministries. And I also got the puzzle page, the game page for the kids that he can learn more about Jesus. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates writing for Spanish material called Jesus, which is Jesus Christ in Spanish. Jesus in Spanish, rather. Love the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Today's broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus had come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.